This being the first Sunday of the month, we also begin a new round of our outreach collections. As most of you know, many of you know, but I will point it out, all the money that we collect here on a Sunday morning goes for either organizations or causes or efforts beyond the congregation that support our Unitarian Universalist principles and values, which is to say, we try to make it to go. We make it to go for good work, and we rely upon other means of pledges and other income for our operating budget. And what we do at the first of each month is we invite a representative of the organization that we'll be supporting to come and speak to us for a few moments about that. So I'm very pleased to welcome today someone I've known for a number of years now through her work in the Granite State Organizing Project. Sharon Dalton is here from the Adult Learning Center. She's going to say a little bit about the work that they do and how we can be supportive of that. Sharon, it's great to have you. You get to spend some, you spend a lot of time over in the dining room at GSOP meetings. Now you got to come into the main room here. So, welcome.
Good morning, and thank you very much for inviting me here today. My name is Sharon Dalton, and I'm the Adult Ed Counselor at the Adult Learning Center here in Nashua. We have about 700 adult students that come through our doors every year. Some are coming to obtain their high school equivalency, some are coming to learn English, some to study for citizenship, and others are learning computer skills. My role is to help all the students find the community resources needed to become successful and part of our Nashua community. Right now we have students from 55 different countries. They have all come here with dreams and high hopes of making Nashua their new home. Some have never had the opportunity to attend school at all. For instance, we have a new Rohingyan family, a mother, a father, and four children. They are refugees that were fleeing religious persecution from Myanmar. Neither the children nor the parents had ever attended school before. Two of the children are now in our Nashua school system, and two are preschoolers. The preschoolers are already connected to the early Head Start programs, so they'll be ready and prepared for kindergarten. The parents, however, need much more intensive skill building. On the other hand, we also have some students that have obtained college degrees from their own countries, but often those credits do not transfer into college credits here in the United States. For instance, we have a woman from Kenya who graduated with her teaching degree in Kenya, taught school there for 15 years, but when she arrived here in the US, she had to start all over, first obtaining a GED, then graduating from Nashua Community College, and now she's in her final semester at Springfield College. Another part of my job at the Adult Learning Center is to help students find training, additional schooling, or jobs after they've mastered the English language and or obtained their GED. We do have some short-term training programs that give our students a head start into that next step, but sometimes finances are the only barrier preventing them to pursue this goal. Our GED programs and English classes are all federally and state funded and are offered to our students free of charge. We have a small scholarship fund to help students with other non-funded short-term educational goals. The students that have never had schooling or have never studied the Western alphabet need intensive computer training and keyboarding skills. The classes cost from $250 to $300, and they can come as often as needed for as long as needed. In today's world, most jobs are apply online. Without these computer skills, even a seasonal job at Macy's or a job at a car wash is impossible. Without completing the application online, there's no chance for an interview. We do our best to give scholarships out to help people with these programs, but the funding, if we had a little more funding, we could help even more students. We also have other computer classes like medical coding and medical billing. They also cost about $250 to $300. These programs offer a certificate which allows them to learn the skills needed to obtain a job. Again, many times money is the only barrier. On Friday, I was talking to two bilingual single moms that were interested in taking both the medical coding and billing. Money is extremely tight for both of them. They have both worked very diligently and are ready to take and pass that GED exam. With their bilingual ability and their sense of commitment, obtaining these certificates could help them secure a job, a good job with benefits. Their bilingual ability will also be a great asset to our community. We have yet another group of students that are turning their lives around after long struggles with addictions, some living in shelters, now trying to get ahead. Although our classes are free and the GED exam only costs $65, this expense can be the only barrier that holds them back. Again, we do have a small fund, that same small fund, for at the Adult Learning Center to help students, but we could definitely use a little more money in that pot. Last but not least, we have one more short-term educational goal that we try to help our students achieve, and that is becoming certified as a medical or legal interpreter. This training costs $500 to $600 and is offered here in Nashua through cross-cultural training and also Southern New Hampshire Services. After this certification, the students can be entered into the state language bank and be called whenever their native language is needed. This also gives them a chance to participate in our community and get reimbursed for their expertise. I thank you all in advance on behalf of all of our students at the Adult Learning Center for whatever you can contribute to helping these inspiring, courageous, and hardworking people reach their dream of making Nashua a good place to thrive and raise their families. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Sharon, thank you very much for that very fine presentation to support the wonderful work that the Adult Learning Center is doing in our community. Let us receive our outreach collection. As we receive that collection, we will momentarily acknowledge and participate in the Hanukkah season with the singing by our choir of Light One Candle.